Joining us now for our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist John Davis from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, John.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
So how open is the planting window, and what part of the Corn Belt does it cover?
It's very open, and for example, this week we're going to have a 6 to 7 day open window, which basically began yesterday across most areas of the Midwest. It extends to this weekend, and it is belt-wide, not only including the Midwest, but also into areas of parts of the Northern Delta. So a very wide open stretch as we go through this week.
A big stretch, and I guess then that would also mean that areas that have been dry are also going to see some rain, and I'm thinking of the wheat belt primarily there.
Oh, yeah, well, that's been a huge deal over the past couple of weeks, and so we had one remaining dry pocket, and that dry pocket extended from the southwest portion of Kansas through some of the panhandles.
Uh-huh.
And that area, just in the last 24 hours, got huge rains here late yesterday and overnight. So our last dry pocket in the Plains Hard Red Belt, they got taken care of. So the hardwood winter wheat belt has had a huge change in their overall situation over the past 2.5 to 3 weeks.
Which explains double-digit losses at the board today, I think.
Yeah.
So open window and temperatures warming, too?
Well, that's the other big factor, and as, if not more important than the rainfall picture, is the fact that we are going to have a dramatic change in our temperatures. We've been in a cool pattern, of course, lately. It's cool weather here, you know, the early start of this week. But by the time we get from Wednesday and Thursday onward, it looks like we're going to have an abrupt warm-up to above normal levels. That's going to continue through the weekend and all of next week. So it looks like the first 10 days or 2 weeks of May is going to be very much on the warm side across the entire central U.S., so a really good situation here. You're getting the open weather for planting, and now you're going to really warm things up here during the first third of May, so a very good outlook here across the Midwest.
Oh, we're going to put a bunch of corn in the ground in a short period of time, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about globally? What's your concerns there?
Well, really, there's no really major issues here out there from a global standpoint here coming up. And as we've really seen so far this spring, most areas have relatively favorable conditions, and there's really no sign of that changing markedly as we end out the month of April and go into the early portion of May. So a pretty favorable outlook out there overall.
Thank you much, John.
My pleasure, Dave.
John Davis of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated, and he is located in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's closing market report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. That's willag.org. And use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.